You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sheffield Wednesday against Arsenal. Wednesday are 6-1. The draw is 7-2. Arsenal are 4-9. Arsenal in pretty good form at the moment, Lee. Do you think they'll continue their good form here?
Yeah, I expect so. I mean, it's funny because, you know, a few years ago, we'd always get the Arsenal games where they'd put out, you know, literally a team full of kids. And that would obviously sway our betting on them. And it was a way of, you know, giving the kids a good game, you know, competitive game against maybe a lower league team. But that seems to have gone by the wayside now. You know, Wenger's putting out strong teams. Look at that team he played against Tottenham. And you might argue, well, he had to play a strong team against Tottenham. The fans wouldn't allow it. But I think we'll see a decent team here as well. You know, he needs to win things still. You know, it's not like just because he's won a couple of, the FA Cup, that means he can, you know, he can rest on his laurels. So I think he'll put out a decent team here. You know, that front line, players like Oxlade, Chamberlain, Walcott, Sanchez, Giroud, and others, you know, you can't rest all of them. So, you know, I think you will see at least one of those keep playing. Now, Walcott was rested at the weekend. Will we see him? Giroud played and scored. And I think Giroud might get a game here. I'd be looking at maybe Giroud to get on the score sheet. Wednesday, I was looking back at the last time these two teams played, and it was in 2000, Mark, when they drew 3-3 at Highbury. But Wednesday were relegated a game later from the Premier League, and that was the last we saw of them in the top flight, of course. So not having the worst of times at the minute, but they don't have a particularly sparkling record going far in this competition. At Hillsborough, though, amazing little record they've got. They've progressed 7 times in a row when they've been at home. They haven't lost a home game in the League Cup since 2008. So the good crowd there. Everyone knows he's been to Hillsborough. Fantastic ground. You know, it's kind of one of the grounds that I remember growing up in the 80s and 90s, you know, being from relatively local, go and watch, you know, proper matches there. So I think it'll be a good turnout, but I think Arsenal will just get it done. Giroud plays, I'll be looking at Giroud to score here, but Arsenal to win it, maybe by a couple. I don't see Wednesday getting on the score sheet, to be honest with you. So, you know, maybe Arsenal minus one as well, it might be worth a look. But Giroud to score and Arsenal win if he plays.
All right, interesting stat there about Sheffield Wednesday at Hillsborough in the Cup. They're also unbeaten in 7 in all competitions at the moment. Giroud, by the way, to score any time is 4-6. He's also the subject of the headline offer. Olivier Giroud to score and Arsenal to win is 5-4. And just scrolling down till I get to the handicaps, Arsenal minus one goal is 19-20. Anything stand out to you in there?
Yeah, well, they're not the greatest price in the world, are they? But this is an Arsenal team who are playing really well. Now, some might argue that they might take it, you know, tone it down a little bit with the Champions League on the horizon as well, the week after next. And then, you know, obviously the Premier League fighting on those two fronts. Do they need to fight on this front? But I think they'll have enough. I don't think they'll want to, you know, drop their level too much. Look, like, people might not quite like that Giroud price. I just think if he plays, the way he makes those forward runs and across the angle, I think that will find out a Championship, you know, team, and I don't think they'll be able to cope with his movement at this level. So that's why I like him, but admittedly those prices aren't sparkling.
Yeah, I was just looking at the to win to nil market as well, seeing as you gave that a mention. Arsenal to win to nil, 11-8, is that big enough?
None of the prices on Arsenal are big enough, really, are they?
No.
Because, you know, they're overwhelming favourites for the match, but I do think they'll get it done. It's not one of those where I think, yeah, I can see Wednesday, you know, giving them problems. It might be tight. One win might be Arsenal to win in under 2.5 goals. You know, I can see a bit of a routine. You know, keep Sheffield Wednesday at bay for the first half an hour. Once they kind of run out of steam a little bit, Arsenal, you know, get a goal, maybe just before half-time, maybe just after, and then get the job done 2-0. So maybe the Arsenal win an under 2.5 might be a way in. I don't see Wednesday, you know, springing an upset here.
Okay, 11-4 for that, if you want to take a bit
of a chance. That's not bad, actually, is it? That's not a bad price, is it? Mm. I mean, you're killed if Wednesday score. But I think Arsenal, they'll use this kind of game as a way of, you know, just making sure they, you know, they maintain consistency in their approach. If they were to lose this, it just sets people tongues wagging again, doesn't it? And it just makes people wonder, like, oh, yeah. You know, they go out to Wednesday, beat Bayern Munich, but they go out to Wednesday. They're not the kind of consistent team they should be. So I think they'll be quite resolute here, Arsenal, without being too spectacular.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.